Here we go. We are not nearly 200. We're about 100 and, I forget how many podcasts we've done now.
This will be 121.
121. So welcome to Tales of the Whales, a podcast that can make you laugh, smile and cry. Or something like that. I have terminal cancer. I've had it for a long, long time. And Lady W, my lovely wife, has to put up with it. And it must be more difficult and more stressful than the person being brought up by it.
I don't think so. No. I think you've got the tougher job.
Well, I haven't been able to go and do my radio show for a few weeks, although I did it on the phone last night from here.
And you did make me sit beside you.
I did.
I didn't really want to, especially as I was in my pyjamas.
Well, I just thought we'd give the viewers and listeners a bit of a...
I don't know. It was well past my bedtime as well. I like to be in bed by 10.
Yeah, we do it late, don't we?
My sister did tell me off because towards the end I evidently did yawn. But it wasn't because I was bored, it was because I was tired.
Well, luckily I didn't notice that, so we'll sweep that under the carpet. But I do want to apologise to everybody for not having turned up last night. I was going to. And I just, my walking, I don't know what situation you are at with your cancer. You can hear my voice is going a bit bad. Sometimes it's okay and sometimes it's not. And being on the TV and the radio, you need it really, but it was okay last night.
Yeah.
It was just, today has gone a bit funny. Where I'm at is I originally got cancer in 1999, which is quite a long time ago.
25 years.
I had one kidney removed and got on with my life. Didn't think much about it until 5 or 6 years ago when it came back. So I've been terminally ill twice in my life.
And we've had 5 good years where you've been pretty much able to live a normal life with all the amazing treatments
we've
that
done.
You've had.
Treatment for cancer has improved immeasurably in the last 5 or 6 years, and will continue to do so.
But now you're in the position where there isn't any more treatments that can help. You've had all the ones you can have, which is why we've had that 5 years.
Yeah.
And so now we're doing palliative.
I'm not very good at it, I have to be honest with you. I've been, you know, for not far off 2 years doing the podcast, we have, and it has helped us enormously to talk about cancer and to be quite positive about it, because unless you're very lucky, some people do get a kind of a miracle, it disappears.
And also we've sort of been able to hopefully impart some of our knowledge we've gained to other people to help them.
Yeah.
In fact, this week I'd like to talk about bed sores.
Now, can we just, before we do this, I've just had a really embarrassing situation now. Which has been completed and I'm sitting down quite comfortably. But this mostly relates to me, unless you're talking about somebody I don't know that you've been interfering with.
No, I've not been interfering with anybody apart from you.
Should we talk about that or the new bed?
Well, they're all interlinked.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was me having a drink. Right.
So, am I allowed to talk about bed sores?
Go on then. I can't get much
just,
more
just to like help people who might be in the position, because we didn't know what to do.
I never thought, although, you know, during my life I've met people with cancer a lot, and you do, and you've always thought, well, I have, oh, I don't really want to get down to talking about those bodily functions.
It's not a bodily function, darling. Let's call them pressure sores. That's the proper technical name, or pressure ulcers or something.
Mm.
And people who aren't able to move about much, i.e. you, because your legs aren't working so well and you haven't got any energy, when you spend all day sitting down and then you go to bed, and because of your breathing, you also spend all night sitting upright, you have your bed in the upright sitting position, you've got the pressure on one point, which is just at the base of your spine there, and it's got sore. And it got sore.
Yeah.
So the district nurse came out last week and she had a look at it, took a photo of it for her album, and
God, where's that going to end up?
Gave you some barrier cream to apply to stop it worsening. And you, being you, in your wisdom, decided that you didn't like the barrier cream and it was making it worse.
Mm.
So you didn't apply any. Funnily enough, the precious oil got quite a lot worse.
So we didn't put any cream on today.
No, we didn't put cream on because you've got an aversion to the cream. But anyway, so it got quite bad in the week to the point where you were very uncomfortable and yelling out in pain every time you moved from your precious oil. So I rang the district nurses and they told me what to do, which was to put a nice big, like a giant paddy plaster on it, of which we had a couple they'd left us, which is kind. And you found that much, much better. So they're called silicon border plasters. Yeah. We're using the 12.5 by 12.5 centimeter size, but they come in 3 or 4 sizes, even bigger than that as well.
Really?
So if you have got a pressure sore,
am I not using the biggest?
You can get them on Amazon. I know that because the district nurse left us plenty, but James had decided that he wanted to take them off 4 or 5 times a day.
Well, not 4. A couple of times a day.
So we got through them all in a few days. And you're meant to just leave it on as long as, like, for a week, even.
Well, I was waking up in the morning and they'd come off anyway.
Mm. I think you were just taking them off every time you went to the bathroom. So you can get them on Amazon, but they are very expensive. I was quite shocked at the price of them. It's like about 23 quid for 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've tried to tell him not to keep taking them off every time he fancies. I don't know why you take them off. But anyway, I think you just like me slapping them on again. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. But I think we're going to have to go back in a minute and put some cream on.
No, because we've just put that plaster on and it's the last one we've got until the Amazon man comes. So until Amazon have been and delivered you some new ones, I think that needs to stay in place.
But you know, the other thing that I thought until not long ago, well, probably a year, isn't it? When I got to be real bad.
Can we just finish off on one little point on that? Could you just tell everyone the difference the plasters make? Yeah. Do they make a difference?
Yeah. They are actually making it better.
Yes. Well, you said it made it. He's not being as enthusiastic as he was when he first had them on.
Oh, you wanted me to admit I was wrong.
No, not at all. I just want you to say, like, they're good and they're worth doing.
They are worth doing.
They have made the yelling quite a lot less.
But I thought they were making it worse because they were making it all crispy.
No, that was the cream.
Right, yeah. No, the plasters are doing really well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So there we are. That's this week's handy tip. Paddy silicon plasters if you've got a pressure point sore.
Yeah, ask your...
And we've also had a new mattress delivered, one of the ones that has got air and moves all around so that you don't get them.
It's not really working out for me. It's making me, I can't sleep on it as comfortably as I could sleep on the other one. I didn't sleep very comfortably on anyway. But the one in between, they'll get fed up with us trying to replace the mattresses. The one in between where you bought a mattress topper to go on it, that was the most comfortable sleep I've had.
You were sleeping well on that one. So what I'll do is I'll put the mattress topper back on the new mattress tonight and see how you go.
And if not, we can go back to the old one.
No, darling.
Why can't we?
What are you talking about?
The one I had in the middle, one.
You've only had two mattresses.
Have I?
Yes. The one that came with the hospital bed.
Yeah.
You found that very, very uncomfortable. So I put we didn't change the mattress.
Oh.
Same mattress. I popped a memory foam mattress topper on it. And then you thought it was lovely. Then yesterday, but then you were getting all the pressure sores. So they suggested that this one that moves around will help your pressure sores.
Right.
So yesterday the man came and delivered that. And I didn't put the mattress topper on it because I thought that might stop it working.
Mm.
But you found it too hard. So tonight I'll put the mattress topper on that one and it should be comfy again.
Oh, right. Okay. Brilliant.
So you can look forward to tonight and a comfy night's sleep.
And if it isn't, can I get the one that was comfortable with it?
I'll ring the hospice lady and ask her.
Fabulous.
If they can come and change it back again.
So we're keeping the hospice going quite well.
Keeping them busy.
I feel bad about it. I really do. Every time I moan about it. But going into a hospital for treatment now, I think I'm past that, aren't I?
I think the washing machine's just finished and about to beep.
Oh, okay.
It's your clean sheets.
I can pause it. You can go and...
It's fine. It'll just be a beep.
Will it? Okay. Usually beeps 3 times.
It might not even beep. It might just be changing into some kind of different mode.
Could be, yeah. It's very noisy. So that's where we are, really. I'm finding it difficult. I must admit, I thought I would just sail through the whole thing in the way I had been at the beginning. And I'm glad, there's a couple of things. I'm really glad I live where I live, because actually we have, you know, we're surrounded by trees and sunshine. And
corvid birds.
And corvid birds. And it really is quite pretty in the weather recently, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I've started naming the birds. That's how elderly and rather strange I have become. But my mouth just dries up. The more I'm talking, I realised that yesterday.
We have a special wetting mouth spray I can give you.
Oh, God, do they?
There's things for everything. So I've got that. I'll give you that.
Oh, okay.
The other thing I could say is if you're the patient, and this is just something that is very helpful for the person looking after you, if you're thinking of changing to like a... So the hospital bed is obviously a single bed, whereas prior to that you were in your upstairs emperor size giant bed, big enough for 12.
Super king.
Oh my God, the difference in, because obviously you have to change the bed regularly and strip it a lot because there's, you know, you little sore bits are leaking or whatever. So much easier to do the single bed. I mean, literally, it fills me with joy. Whereas it was just like, it's such a big task to change that other bed. And just getting that fitted sheet to stretch across that final corner was, you know, I had my feet up on the walls trying to pull it and everything. This is so easy. I can just whip it off, stick it in the washing machine, back on again in a jiffy.
Oh,
so if you're toying with the idea of changing to a hospital bed, go for it, because it will help your carer with the washing.
And you won't have to pay for it. Or do you?
No, the hospice is very kindly.
Yeah.
But that's not a reason to do it. But, you know, it doesn't cost anything.
No. But it is worth doing.
I don't know. I think you are more comfortable because you can put the back up and down into a place where you like it. And it's better for me because I can whip those sheets off and pop them back on in a millisecond.
Yeah, no, you're right. You are right. Things are slightly...
I'm just sort of going down the boring practical points.
There's no point in me saying, yeah, I'm getting better. Things are getting better. Because they're really not, are they? And they're not going to. And you get to a situation where you have to face, and it's taken me longer than I'd anticipated, to just face the fact that I'm probably not going to be here at Christmas. You know, I'm not going to be here probably for our wedding anniversary, you know, and things like that. And I've never been a tearful person in my life, but I have been recently, haven't I?
You have a bit.
Which is embarrassing, to say the least.
But then you had a lovely chat with the GP about that, and I think he's prescribed you something which has been quite helpful.
Mm.
So it's always best to just open up about how you're feeling and everything that's happening, whether it's physical or mental, and then they can help you.
I can even talk quite openly about constipation.
I know what you're going to say.
I nearly said condensation.
Even better. You can. But I have noticed a difference. It's about 5 o'clock when that tablet wears off and you don't do your next one till 6-ish. And then in that hour, you are sometimes quite different. So they do work.
Mm.
They definitely do work and keep things on an even keel and keep you back to your old self, the one I'm used to.
I might. Oh, you mean in mental terms? Mm. Yeah. That's the only, I've never ever, I don't suppose if you have any kind of what they call now mental health issues, you realise, do you? Because you don't see yourself.
No, I think some people do and other people might not.
I mean, when I had that affection or affliction with the drugs, whatever they were, I mean, I have hallucinated amazingly.
That was a reaction. You were...
Yeah, but I could see it wasn't real.
No, you thought it was real at the time.
Yeah, but I then after I got used to having them, you know, I could see, I can stand here and stare at that wall and the lights go off, immediately a movie plays.
Okay.
Don't let me frighten you, I'm not. I am tired.
Let me go and get you some of your tablets.
I am really tired. And that's the thing. Because people, one thing is, people come and see you. And I was in the paper quite a lot the other week about somehow somebody got the idea I was about to snuff him. And they wrote something similar, didn't they? And everybody has wanted to come round.
You've got a lot of nice friends who've all been round to see you, which is lovely. It's been, and you really come alive when you have visitors. It's, I mean, 95% of the time you are asleep, 2% of the time you're awake and grumpy, and then the rest of the time you've got visitors and your lovely normal self having a jolly time. And they all say, "What? Why did you say there was anything the matter with you?"
Yeah,
everyone leaves saying, "Oh, it's you know, he's a lot better than we thought he'd be." And I like, and then I shut the front door, and
I go, "Oh God, oh dear, I feel terrible.
Help me,
Mummy." But yeah, no, it affects everything. I can tell that I'm wanting to have a little sleep.
Yeah, because you got up at 8 today, so you've been up 2 hours, so that is, and then you will now probably sleep for the rest of the day until I wake you up.
Yeah.
Some pills at 2 or whatever, so.
Yeah. Well, I've just had a pill.
And then you come, then you wake up really about sort of 6-ish for a couple of hours.
Mm.
But unless you're going to work, in which case you stayed awake till 10:30.
Yeah, I was, you know, almost ready, and then I just couldn't. And what I don't want is to just go on the air and talk rubbish. Oh, enough people think
that's
I do that anyway.
That's what you do every week since I've known you.
But I'm not prepared to be remembered like that, if remembered at all. But I can feel, whereas talking used to keep me on the edge and used to, it's actually wearing me down, isn't it?
It does make you tired now. When the visitors go, you do go straight to, like, literally, by the time I've said goodbye and closed the front door, by the time I walk back in here, you're asleep.
Mm. Which is not a bad way to go, but you have to go somewhere and they can't tell you how you're going to go, can they?
No.
I always thought towards the end you had to end up in the hospital or the hospice with wires coming out of every orifice.
Or tubes. But that's not compulsory.
I mean, tubes.
That's not compulsory. No.
No.
There's better ways to do things than that.
Well, I just thought that's what you had to do. I don't think I need any at the moment. So hopefully not upset anybody too much because we are managing. But the thing that I wanted to get across by doing the podcast in this way this week is it isn't unusual, in the words of Tom Jones.
It's not unusual.
It's not unusual.
What isn't?
Getting really, really tired, feeling sickness, hiccups.
No. And also, from a carer point of view, when you sleep a lot of the time, that's great because you're just no problem as a patient. But also it means I can go and have a nice long bath with candles and nice bath oils. Mm. I recommend that. Really does help to just sort of switch off from have a little cancer-free hour.
I would love to have a bath. I don't think I've been in the bath for a couple of years.
No, getting in and out of the bath became a bit difficult, and the hot tub. But anyway, on that note, I'm going to go and water all the flowers.
Good.
In the garden and make it all look pretty.
Yeah.
For today's visitors are coming at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you can have a snooze until then, and I'll wake you up about 12:30 to spruce yourself up a bit.
You are such a lovely person. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're lovely too. Right. And on that note,
bye-bye.
Goodbye.